Hello, and welcome to Refugees at Work, a podcast by the Tent Partnership for Refugees. As an organization, we work with businesses to help refugees economically integrate into their new societies. I'm Daniela Guzman, and I'll be your host for today. During each episode of Refugees at Work, you'll hear from a refugee, someone who was forced to flee their home country. We'll speak with people working at major global companies or running their own businesses, and you'll hear about their remarkable personal journeys and the contributions they make in our communities and economies. We hope you'll enjoy our series, and to make sure you don't miss an episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Today we're speaking with Karam, who is originally from Darfur, a region in Western Sudan where conflict and genocide have displaced over 2.8 million people since 2003. Karam fled his home country and made a perilous journey to Europe, finally arriving in France. Inspired by his own experience as a refugee, he started his own organization to help other refugees integrate into French society, and he now works as a communications project manager at L'Oréal, supporting projects that empower women and promote inclusion and diversity. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us, Karam. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. First of all, hello. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my experience and my journey. I am doing very well. Thank you.
We would love to start off by getting to know you, Karam. Could you please tell us a bit about your story and your journey? Where are you originally from, and when did you arrive in France?
Yes, it would be my pleasure. I am Sudanese. I was born in Darfur. It's a region that is located in Western Sudan, a region where there was lots of unrest, a genocide for several years. I had a problem with the government, and I fled the country. I crossed Egypt to Italy by boat. I spent 10 days at sea. It was a very complicated, horrible trip, but we finally arrived. I arrived in Italy. I took the boat to Ventimiglia, then Ventimiglia to Lyon, Lyon to Paris, Paris to Calais.
That is truly an incredible story. It sounds like a very difficult journey, and it required a lot of determination and resilience to make it to France. What drove you to leave Sudan in the first place? Could you please tell us a bit about what your life was like before you left Sudan?
Before in Sudan, when I was a student, I had a simple, normal life, except for that in Sudan, for example, the Darfurians who work or who are students in Khartoum have lots of problems because the government believes that one day these Darfurians that have degrees or are students are going to start a revolution in retaliation for the 10-year genocide, nearly 10 years. I was arrested and placed in a detention facility. I fled the country because I couldn't take it. It was unbearable. In fact, I was persecuted because I am black, because I am Darfurian. That is why I had to leave the country.
Wow. What you're telling us is astonishing, and it required so much courage to stand up to these injustices. Could you please tell us about your decision to come to Europe? What did you expect when you first left Sudan, and what did you find when you finally arrived?
I fled my country to come here to be safe and at peace. Because simply, as I often say, and I'll do so again right now, my home is in France, more so than in Sudan. Why? Because of the respect, the opportunities that I have here, the humanity, human rights, etc. That is why, honestly, I feel more French than Sudanese. But I love Sudan. In fact, when I left Sudan, I thought I was looking for security. When I arrived in Calais, the goal was to go to England, as I was saying. It was complicated. It was complicated because I lived in the jungle for 3 months. It was a bit complicated, but it was a great experience because I was very touched by the human kindness, by the volunteers in the associations who are always there to help us. It was really very touching. I think that even if it was horrible and it was difficult living for 3 months in Calais, I am very happy because that allowed me to start an association whose goal is to facilitate integration and help people. So when I asked for asylum, the goal was to become integrated. Because when you live in a country, you need to be integrated because it facilitates a lot of things. I worked very hard for 6 months. First, I went to school to learn French, but it was really very difficult because I didn't know the alphabet. I couldn't understand anything. I knew a few words, a few sentences like, I'm sorry, happy, etc. But I couldn't speak the language, so I learned. Then I started studying at the university. A preparatory year called FLE, French as a Foreign Language, to obtain a good level in French. Afterwards, I was accepted in the master's program, project management, and as it happens, the project was to create an association called the Refugees' Voice. The goal is really integration, to help to facilitate refugees' integration by contributing my experience, my personal experience, because I saw how difficult it was. I was lucky because I have an academic background that helped me in some ways to learn grammatical rules a lot more easily than people without an academic background. So the goal of this association is to integrate, inform, and be an example. Today, I am very proud because this association exists in Arras, where I lived before. We do office hours, French language classes, cultural activities, tutoring for children, etc.
That is extraordinary, Karam. What a wonderful initiative that you developed based on your own experience in France. And thanks to your tenaciousness, you were able to learn French, apply to a master's program, and develop your own nonprofit organization to help refugees. And now you work at L'Oréal.
Thank you for saying that. I am really touched because I really enjoy. I don't know how to express this, but I really enjoy social work. I love helping people. Today at L'Oréal, I think I am very, very, very good group. L'Oréal has been a beautiful adventure for me. Launching this association helps me today because we are working for society in general. By the way, L'Oréal makes products for society. That is obvious, for beauty, etc. But on the other hand, the foundation part of it is really there to help society, to create a more inclusive society, to support and help vulnerable women. In some ways, my association helped me to have a vision of how we can help and how we can contribute, etc.
Amazing. And how did this lead you to your job at L'Oréal?
Très bien. Alors,
So for the master, I applied to a program at Arras at a university called Artois University. But concerning the Each One program, I met someone that worked with associations who advised me to apply at Each One. I did so, and I was accepted into political sciences in Lille. It is a 4 month program. It's a program with French language classes, English classes, and accompaniment. When I was interviewed, they told me that since I already spoke French, they were going to help me in other ways, meaning they would help me find work in the domain of professional insertion. They encouraged me to apply at L'Oréal for an internship for refugees. I applied and I was pre-selected. Afterwards, I went for the interview. Each one put me in contact with L'Oréal for the internship. It is honestly because they help refugees find a profession that corresponds to their experience, their path, their degrees, etc.
And can you tell us what it has been like to work at L'Oréal? Tell us a bit about your role within the organization.
Working for L'Oréal for me is a source of pride. I would never have imagined working for L'Oréal. I love the diversity. I love the spirit. I love the great cultural richness. I love the humanity. Frankly, in my life, I have never been as happy as I am today. So I work as a communications manager for the L'Oréal Foundation. I work on all sorts of projects. The first is a project called Beauty for a Better Life Training. It is a program to help women through a training program in the field of hairdressing. Makeup, etc. In nearly 30 countries, 26 right now, but soon to be 30. The goal is to help these women find a training program. Afterwards, the goal is to find a job. It is a project that really speaks to me. I would just like to tell you a little story. I attended the graduation ceremony for our Beauty for a Better Life France program. I thought I would be gone for about 2 hours, but I ended up staying 4.5, nearly 5. Why? Because I was very moved by the beneficiary speeches and to understand how helping people is really fantastic. It is really fantastic. I am also working on a project called Beauty Bus. It is a bus that travels to meet women in rural areas and offers products of prime necessity. This is also a mobile beauty institute. I am also working on the communication plan for inclusive beauty. Those are my projects.
Wow, these are incredible projects that you're working on with an important social impact, and you make that possible. Thank you for sharing this. How do you feel that your job helped you find a path and a new home in France?
I think that this project, at least for me, I feel like L'Oréal is now my home, and my team is my family. Why? Because I see the commitment of all the people that are on my team. I find that extraordinary because, in fact, it nourishes me all the time. The energy, the commitment, it brings me life. It brings me to life. It gives me courage. It makes me want to contribute and give more and more.
That's a beautiful sentiment. And your team seems really excellent and welcoming. As you know, TENT strives to mobilize the business community to support refugees. If you could share just one piece of advice for our members, what would you share with companies about the opportunity of hiring refugees?
First of all, bravo. Well done. You're doing wonderful work. Congratulations, really. I would also like to thank all the companies that are committed to helping refugees integrate in society. And if I had any advice to give, I think the first thing I could say, for example, is that when refugees enter into a large group or a big company, we are scared. And I think that's normal. Being scared is natural for everyone. But what is really interesting is that we are really motivated. That is the positive side. We really want to prove that we are capable of doing a good job. Sometimes there are obstacles. But having a nice team that welcomes you in, that helps. That helps to bring out your best. So I think that the most interesting, most important aspect is to be kind and welcoming.
Absolutely. Karam, thank you so much again for sharing your story with us today. It's been an incredible conversation.
Thank you.
That concludes our episode for today. Make sure to subscribe to Refugees at Work for more inspiring stories like this one. And if your company is interested in supporting refugees, head over to tent.org. That's TNT.org to get started. Thanks, and see you soon.